clutter, which is defined as things that lie about untidily, is often linked to creativity. So, just how much imagination will it take to tidy up your space? To be exact, you can make it happen in 10 easy steps. Step number 1, set a schedule. You are much more likely to stick to a routine, whatever it may be, if you work on a schedule. In addition, this allows you to clean when you can minimize interruptions and maximize your time. Step number 2, set a goal for each room. If you can visualize what you want, you will be better able to achieve it. By setting goals for each room, you can note the things that need changing and work toward that goal one day at a time. Step number 3, create a timeline. When do you hope to have your home completely free of clutter? 1 week, 2 weeks, or even a month? Depending on your schedule and the amount of clutter that you have, it may take anywhere from a few days to a few weeks before you can kick back and relax again. Step number 4, start small. The clutter in your home didn't appear overnight, and it won't disappear overnight either. If you start small, you will be less likely to get frustrated and give up midway through your cleanup. Step number 5, categorize your clutter. When cleaning, it's important to categorize your items into groups. By separating the items that you want to keep, toss, and donate, you will be able to move through your clutter quickly and efficiently. Step number 6, letting go. A good rule of thumb for uncluttering your home is to get rid of anything that you haven't used within the past year. If it's still useful, consider donating it to a good cause. Otherwise, toss it. Step number 7, storing your seasonal apparel. When storing seasonal clothing, purchase a sturdy plastic storage bin with a lid and roll your clothes instead of folding them in an effort to maximize storage capability. When full, snap the lid on and slide the unit into your closet. Step number 8, closet organization. Did you know that your choice of clothes hangers can greatly impact the storage capacity of your closet? Wire hangers take up less space and can save your shirts from getting that annoying shoulder bump that often arises from the use of plastic hangers. Step number 9, shoes blues. When it comes to storing shoes, many homeowners are fighting a losing battle with clutter. How many pairs of shoes do you own? How neatly are they stored? If your shoe storage has you down, try purchasing clear-lidded shoeboxes. These handy creations can house each pair of shoes and can be stacked neatly in your closet. And best of all, you can see your shoe collection without having to sift through a sea of sandals. Step number 10, read the labels. If you have medicine, food, or anything else with an expiration date in the home, check to make sure that the items are still good. If the expiration date has already come and gone, throw them away.